Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. NATO says it is putting additional troops on standby and sending ships and fighter jets to the eastern countries of the alliance due to Russia's continued military buildup near Ukraine. Terry Schultz reports the U.S. is also considering sending up to 5,000 troops to the region.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he welcomes the additional contributions to the alliance's collective defense in light of the deterioration of the security environment. NATO says Denmark is sending a frigate to the Baltic Sea and four F-16 fighter jets to Lithuania to participate in the joint air policing mission there. The Netherlands will send F-35s to Bulgaria. France says it's prepared to put forces under NATO command in Romania if needed, and the Dutch government is putting a ship and land-based assets on standby for NATO's Rapid Response Force. The NATO statement also notes the U.S. has, quote, made clear that it is considering increasing its military presence in the eastern part of the alliance. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
In the next hour, President Biden is expected to hold a virtual meeting with European and NATO leaders. The prospect of a conflict in Eastern Europe is weighing on investors already anxious about the highest inflation in decades in the U.S. and the ongoing disruptions linked to the coronavirus pandemic. The markets continued a sell-off that at one point saw the Dow drop more than 1,000 points or more than 3%, a more than 3% drop in the S&P, and a more than 4% decline in the NASDAQ. Senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says a market correction was overdue.
The stock market has been rallying very strongly since early in 2020, when essentially the Federal Reserve arrived with its full toolbox to try to rescue the economy and ultimately assisting the stock market and resulting in very strong stock market performance.
Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com. The U.S. Supreme Court will revisit the issue of affirmative action in higher education. The court said today it will hear a challenge that renews uncertainty about decisions repeatedly upheld by the court for decades. Here's NPR's Nina Totenberg.
The court's action puts affirmative action squarely on the potential hit list for the court's new conservative supermajority. At issue in the case are affirmative action programs from Harvard University and the University of North Carolina. One a private school, the other a state school. Both cases were engineered by Edward Blum, a former financial advisor and failed congressional candidate who similarly spearheaded a successful challenge to the 1965 Voting Rights Act. In this case, he likely has six allies, the three Trump appointees and the other three conservative justices, all of whom have consistently voted to strike down affirmative action programs in higher education. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is now down 1.2%. This is NPR. A new national survey shows 1 in 5 college students say they've received peer counseling about their mental health. Kirk Carapeza of member station GBH reports the study also found that 60% of those who have not are interested in doing so.
Researchers with the Lexington-based Mary Christie Institute surveyed more than 2,000 college students and found widespread interest in receiving support for their mental health from a trained peer, not a friend.
Students want support from their peers.
Zoe Raguzios is president of the Institute, and she says the survey done last fall also shows interest was higher among Black, transgender, and first-generation college students.
While we can't hire out of this problem, incorporating a set of people who might represent more identities is part of the solution.
Two-thirds of all students say they faced a mental health challenge in the past year. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.
The Michigan high school where four students were killed in a mass shooting late November has reopened. A spokesperson for Oxford Community Schools says the return to classes at Oxford High School this morning went very well. Students spent the last several weeks attending classes at other sites. Yesterday, the school's principal posted a video declaring, "We are reclaiming our high school back." One of the students is now charged with murder and the death of his classmates. His parents also face charges in connection with the crimes. The Dow is now down 450 points, 1.3%. The NASDAQ is down 1.4%. S&P is down 1.5%. This is NPR.